Brandon from Renegade.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. We're awesome. Hi, this is Jeff. We're really, really glad to be talking to you.
Awesome, man. I'm glad to be talking to y'all, too. I know y'all are very excited because y'all just releasing your CD today.
This show, man, it's been the culmination of a year. We've been putting this together for a year. It came up in our memories on Facebook today that we released the first song exactly 1 year ago.
That is super awesome. I did not know that. That's too cool that it happened to be this day. All right, so
it's taken us so long to call you.
Oh, it's okay. It's totally okay. It is all right. I know today y'all got a lot going on with your show tonight, so I totally understand. I know I've interviewed you before, and you know I've been listening to y'all since last summer, and just fucking love you. But I know like a lot of our listeners might not know who you are, so just tell us a little bit about you.
Well, we are Burn the Gates. We are a 5-piece metal band from Kansas City. The music scene here is pretty freaking awesome. We've added a new guitar player a month ago. We were a 4-piece for a long time. We switched singers after the first year of our existence. And once our new singer, Jesse, came into play, it really brought our sound together.
Yeah, I knew last time I talked to you, you said that y'all were, like, really starting to pull it all together. Man, y'all have definitely done that. Your album is just, man, it is fucking amazing.
Thank you very, very much. It was definitely a labor of love.
All right, so do y'all have a favorite? Like, I know earlier, Jeff, you asked me if I had a favorite. Like, I can't pick. They're all just, the whole album is just so good from beginning to end. So what about y'all?
Actually, when we were trying to figure out what song to release first, we've all got different favorites. We've all got different favorites.
Concave Pulse is definitely a standout, I think, to us.
Concave Pulse is good.
Yeah.
I really like Double Agent.
Yeah.
The thing that I think is the coolest about this disc is because it took us a year to record it, the sound on the songs are all very different because they were written at different points in time. It makes me really excited to start working on the next CD.
Right. All right. And I know Wayne, like, he did the cover art, right?
Wayne does all of our artwork.
Man, it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
He's a super stud.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right, so I know you're doing CDs, you've got the digital download, and I know the album's on Spotify because I've already added it to my list. So is it going to be on iTunes as well?
It should be on iTunes any day now.
Okay.
And it will also be on Pandora, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon. It is actually already on Amazon.
Yep.
Okay.
And there's probably, I think, the list was about 40 different distribution channels. So.
And then you can also get it through our website, www.burnthegates.com.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to make sure I put up all of your social media stuff whenever I post the review, because I definitely want everybody to be able to, like, find the CD, find you guys, because y'all are amazing. Okay, so what's coming up in the future? Any
We've actually only got two shows booked right now because we're going to start writing new music. We're going to be playing with Lorna Shore coming up, and we're playing with Flotsam and Jetsam.
Oh, shit.
Coming up also. I'm looking forward to that one because I'm an old fuck.
Yeah, up to this point, we've been so head down the last 6-8 months. We've really just been doing nothing but focusing on getting the CD recorded, getting it mixed, getting it mastered, getting it exactly the way we want.
Right.
And then getting all of our merch and everything. We had a few shows that kind of popped up far enough out that we felt comfortable enough to put them on the calendar. But outside of that, tonight's been our focal point, so.
Right. Right. All right. Now, so, do what?
The time to start booking the shows and playing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'd love for you guys to come here. That would be just too awesome. So let's see. If you could do a tour with any band, who would it be?
I'd want to tour with Beck and I, because they're local like us, trying to get regional, and they're also our homies.
Yeah, there's a couple of bands here in Kansas City that we would love to tour with. But in terms of like a signed band, man, there's so many good ones.
I think you'd have to throw Lamb of God on there.
Yeah, I'd like Lamb of God.
Whitechapel.
I would definitely like to tour with Whitechapel. That would be pretty fucking fun.
Yeah.
I think Periphery would be fun.
Periphery.
Periphery would be fun.
12-foot ninja.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Gojira.
Yeah, Gojira.
Oh, fuck yeah,
that's
badass.
Yeah, man.
We've all got pretty broad taste.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I know that y'all are, like, super busy tonight. I just want to thank y'all for, you know, taking time to talk with me. Is there anything else you'd like to say, like, maybe to the fans?
Yeah, we about to fuck shit up tonight.
Hell yeah!
Here's what I would say to the fan. Go see a band that isn't signed. Go see local bands in your area, because your next favorite band could be one show away.
Hell yeah! I think that's really good advice, man. And like I said, I wish I lived closer to y'all. It would be awesome to be there tonight, because I know it is about to go down.
The support that you've been showing us and our brothers in Dreams and Peril, man, it's awesome, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, look, I just, you know, I found y'all last year. The first song I heard was Ashes from the Grave. Man, I've been hooked ever since, so, yeah. You definitely got my support.
Way since you first heard it.
Do what?
I said that song's come a long way since you probably first heard it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think the first time I heard it was the live on Facebook. You know, y'all were doing a practice or something.
That was the same day we wrote it.
Yeah.
Was it? Man, well, it was awesome then. It is definitely fucking awesome still. So, yeah, y'all are doing great. All right, well, look, thanks for talking to me. Y'all just go fuck some shit up and have a great night.
Thank you very, very much.
All right, yeah. Man. Bye.
Bye.